Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you about anything you want to discuss here. Just dial on in toll free to join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Daryl is in the studio, and Daryl, you and I will talk about how we absolutely threw away 16 hours or so yesterday.
15 hours from the time we left until the time we got back.
We'll talk about that. Also joining us, a new co-host on Free Talk Live, not replacing Danica, but augmenting her, sort of switching off on the weeks. Cecilyn, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends.
Now, can we talk about some of the things you've done, Cecilyn? Is that acceptable? Like the video things that you've been involved in?
We can talk about all the things that I've done.
Okay, very good. You are a part of It's Like This Too, although your stage name is not involved in that.
Correct.
Right, and that's a series, a video series, that has gone through how many episodes now?
We've done 11 so far. We have a couple more ready to go here soon, and then we're going to be interviewing more people coming up in Porkfest.
And what is the purpose or the thrust of the program?
My idea of it is that it's to kind of show the world what the community here is like, what people are doing in New Hampshire once they've moved for the Free State Project.
So are you only, so you're only interviewing Free Staters, people who have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, this movement of 20,000, or what we want to be 20,000 liberty-minded people to pledge to make the move and then ultimately move to New Hampshire in search of more freedom and get active here.
Correct.
So only interviewing the movers, although there's a lot more going on, right? Like there's all these people who are here who are New Hampshire natives, and they're really awesome and liberty-oriented, and in my opinion, some of the best activists are the New Hampshire natives. But the stories that people have of how did they come here, you know, what was their path to finding the Free State Project and how have things been since they've gotten here, I think they're really motivational, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Hold on. Didn't you guys interview Brett Vinott?
Yes, we did.
He's a Free Stater.
Technically not.
He is technically a Free Stater. He moved to New Hampshire.
But he's from New Hampshire.
Doesn't matter. If you are born in New Hampshire, move out of New Hampshire, and then sign the Free State Project Statement of Intent, and then make your move back to New Hampshire, you are technically a Free State Project mover.
Okay, I did not realize that he signed before moving back.
Yes.
Yeah, and we do have intentions to interview other people, liberty activists who aren't movers, but right now we're focusing on movers because we want to show people who haven't moved what it's like, what people are doing,
right,
because not everything that people do is publicized.
Right, and there's so many. I mean, we've got over 1,500 people who have moved here now as part of the Free State Project. So that's close to 1,500 stories that you can tell if you wanted to. And I'm sure there's a lot of really interesting circumstances out there.
There's the 101 reasons to move, Phil. Maybe
there
you
is.
Could supplement that with 101 people to move and take like your favorite 101 people that you've interviewed.
I don't know if I like 101 people.
Ooh.
I didn't say you had to like them.
You said favorite. I don't know if I have a favorite 101 people.
Right, but like there are people that I don't like, but if I were to make a list of like best activists or whatever, they would be on the list. I might not like them.
Well, you didn't say best activists. You said favorite people
to interview.
But still, favorite people.
You can enjoy interviewing somebody without enjoying their presence or their company or wanting to like hang out with them.
It's a hard limit.
So we've got, as always, plenty to talk about here tonight. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. In fact, that is typically the best way to get on the air with us because you'll sound the best. And if you sound pleasing, then that might mean that you'll stay on for longer. There's no guarantees, though. You can always call in and bring up anything you want here. Again, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. So there's more that you do, Cecilyn, that I think would be interesting to talk about, especially the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But let's hold off on that because Daryl has what sounds like a very shocking headline. I have not read the story, so I don't know about it. There's apparently some kind of court decision saying something about you can't clear your browser history or else.
Title of the story is, you can be prosecuted for clearing your browser history.
Wow.
And the story is out of Quincy, Massachusetts, which is just outside of Boston. And it involves a young man by the name of Korulazan Matanov, who is a 24-year-old former cab driver. And the night of the Boston Marathon bombing, he ate dinner with Tamerlan and Zokhar Tsarnaev at a kebab restaurant in Somerville, Massachusetts. 4 days later, he saw photographs of his friends listed as suspects in the bombings on both CNN and FBI websites. Later that day, he went to the local police. He told them he knew the Tsarnaev brothers and that they'd had dinner together just that week, but he lied about whose idea it was to have dinner, lied about when exactly he had looked at the Tsarnaev's photos on the internet, lied about whether Tamerlan lived with his wife and daughter, and lied about when he and Tamerlan had last prayed together.
Now, I know it says that he went to the police. I don't know if that means he was actually talking to the FBI, because generally if you lie to the FBI,
it says local police.
Okay. It can be legal.
Again, it doesn't necessarily mean that he did not at some point
lie to the FBI.
Speak to the FBI.
Okay. I was going to say, it is definitely illegal, as I've heard, to lie to the FBI, but in, I don't know if it's all jurisdictions, if it's legal to lie to the police. I imagine in some places it might have been made illegal. I don't know. But at least my understanding here in New Hampshire, you know, you can legally lie to the police, I think. I'm not a lawyer. That's not legal advice.
It depends on the circumstances.
Does it? Okay.
And I'll explain a little bit more
in
the
yourself.
Story.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give away what happens in, like, the first, you know, 2 minutes. But I'll explain.
All right.
So Matanov likely lied to distance himself from the brothers or to cover up his own jihadist sympathies, or maybe he was just confused. The story continues, then Matanov went home and cleared his internet browser history. He continued to live in Quincy for over a year after the bombings. During this time, the FBI tracked him down, or rather tracked him with a drone, or a drone-like surveillance plane that made loops around Quincy, disturbing area residents.
Oh, we've heard about these surveillance planes. They're in the news right now.
The feds arrested and indicted him in May 2014. They never alleged that Matanov was involved in the bombings or that he knew about them beforehand, but they charged him with 4 counts of obstruction of justice.
Whoa.
There were 3 counts for making false statements based on the aforementioned lies, and remarkably, 1 count for destroying any record, document, or tangible object with intent to obstruct a federal investigation.
Wow.
The last charge was for deleting videos on his computer that may have demonstrated his own terrorist sympathies, or for clearing his browser's history.
Or...
Right, so they don't know exactly why he was charged with the obstruction of justice for something related to his computer. It could have been that he deleted the video, or it could have been that he cleared his browser history. And my guess, because this comes from The Nation, they're probably just speculating, he had terrorist videos. Like, they don't know if he had terrorist videos on his computer. They're speculating.
The case hasn't gone to trial yet, I take it.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, we don't know what the evidence is.
Right. The story here continues. Matanov faced the possibility of decades in prison, 20 years for the records destruction charge alone. Federal prosecutors charged Matanov for destroying records under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, a law enacted by Congress in the wake of the Enron scandal. The law was, in part, intended to prohibit corporations under federal investigation from shredding documents.
Mm.
But since Sarbanes-Oxley was passed in 2002, federal prosecutors have applied the law in a wider range of activities. A police officer in Colorado who falsified a report to cover up a brutality case was convicted under Sarbanes-Oxley, as was a woman in Illinois who destroyed her boyfriend's child porn. Prosecutors are able to apply the law broadly because they do not have to show that the person deleted evidence knew that they were under investigation.
Wait, slow down for a second there. they don't have to show that the person delivered evidence.
Deleted evidence. They don't have to show that the person deleting evidence knew that they were being investigated.
Ah, okay. I missed a part of that. Okay, very good. Stand by. More on the way here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He could have just gone and deleted the web history because he felt like it, right? Like, it wasn't necessarily his intent to avoid a search or anything like that. But apparently that doesn't matter. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here tonight at 855-450-FREE. Also, want to invite you to use Skype Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send over a contact request. We will approve it as soon as it is noticed, and then at that point, you'll be able to contact us easily on Skype from that point forward. So, again, Skype username here, lrn.fm. And if you're getting online, whether it's on your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop, at home, at work, wherever, and you're not protecting yourself, you need to do your due diligence. And one of the steps you can take is ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. ProXPN.com/FTL. That's where you go to download their free software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. You go through the easy setup, get connected with ProXPN, and you will be protected from your internet service provider, saving your surfing history. They're probably logging that for years in some cases. Criminals, of course, can sniff your Wi-Fi packets, maybe steal some of your private information. Well, not if you're using ProXPN, because they encrypt your internet connection. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software and get started, and then eventually you'll probably want to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. That's proxpn.com/FTL. The code you need to get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50 as in 50% off. It breaks down to just under $5 a month, and you can go there and get started right now for free at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. And speaking of privacy, we're talking about one of the more rudimentary forms of keeping yourself private online, which is clearing one's browser history. Now, usually one would clear a browser history for a few different reasons. You know, you
don't want the wife to know you looked at porn.
That's probably one of the most popular reasons out there. You could be looking to cover up your tracks from some website that you went to, and you didn't think in advance, oh, I should open a private browser window, because every browser now has these things, the Firefox and Chrome. They've got incognito mode or private browsing. So if you open up one of these private browsing windows, then the program will not remember the websites that you've gone to at all. Now, of course, if you're still going to those sites on your regular internet connection and you're not using ProXPN, then, again, your ISP is probably logging all that information. So while using a private browser window or clearing the history may protect you from an angry spouse or a loved one who might find what you were doing, it will not protect you from your ISP knowing what you were doing. So keep that in mind. It's a very basic level of privacy. Anyway, Daryl, you're sharing with us this story about a guy who knew the alleged Boston bombers.
Yes.
And he was investigated. He told some lies to the police during his statement. He reached out to them, though, apparently.
Because he saw their picture on CNN and then an FBI website. He had eaten supper with them the night of the Boston Marathon bombing, but he lied about when he saw the photo, when he had dinner with them the last time they spoke. And then he cleared his browser history.
Right. And now he's been charged criminally, and that may be the reason why. It didn't seem like the people writing the article were crystal clear on that.
Right. Well, what they were speculating, and I'll reread the sentence.
Yeah.
About three of the counts of obstruction of justice were for making false statements based on the aforementioned lies, and one count for destroying any record, document, or tangible object with intent to obstruct a federal investigation. And here's where they're kind of speculating.
Mm-hmm.
They being the people at The Nation, which is one of those, you know, more right-leaning.
I thought The Nation was lefty.
Nation
righty?
Okay. They're righty.
Maybe he just didn't want everyone to see the weird kind of porn he was into. It was
right.
Like, the FBI is going to come look at my...
I don't want them to know
that I'm into bestiality, man. I'm just going to
so
say this
the,
out.
The
or diaper-wearing bestiality.
Yeah, that too.
The furry stuff. If people want to find out about furries, they can listen to the
furry's
most
different.
Recent episode of Flaming Freedom.
But furries are different than people into bestiality.
Yes.
Right.
I was talking about diaper-wearing beasts.
Right, but there might be somebody that's a diaper-wearing furry.
I imagine that exists. And yeah.
There's a kink for everything. Man.
Now we're talking about really whittling it down, though, right? I mean, we're talking about a very small segment. It would be, you know, they do have the furry conventions, as they were discussing
furry
last night. On, there's a few of them, apparently, but they were talking about this on Flaming Freedom, flamingfreedom.com. But I don't know if they have the diaper-wearing furry conventions. That may be a little too niche.
There might be diaper-wearing furries at FurryCon.
I could believe that.
Nonetheless, the cab driver from Quincy, Massachusetts, as far as we know, was not a furry, did not have a diaper fetish.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know, because we can't...
Right,
you're speculating now. You're speculating.
That's why I said, as far as we know. But the people at The Nation speculate that the obstruction of justice charge that came from him destroying a record, document, or tangible object... was either for deleting videos on his computer that demonstrated his terrorist sympathies or for clearing his browser history.
Yeah. I just want to jump in again here. I think you are incorrect, Daryl. The Nation is a lefty magazine. You may be confusing them with National Review, which is a righty magazine.
Okay.
But yeah, I just double-checked.
They keep throwing the word jihadist and terrorist.
Well,
and
just because they're lefties doesn't mean they're anti-war, right? Like, just because they're lefties doesn't mean they're opposed to imperialism or whatever.
Right.
They're probably cheering on Barack Obama's wars. Just like
probably, but most people from the left aren't going to throw around the ad hominem terms.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's just a warmongering term.
Could be. Anyway, just wanted to clarify that.
Right. So the story here continues, and I'll reread the last sentence that I read in the last segment. Prosecutors are able to apply the law, that being the Sarbanes-Oxley law, broadly because they do not have to show that the person who deleted evidence knew that they were under investigation. And Sarbanes-Oxley is intended to prevent people under investigation from deleting evidence.
And the idea being that, okay, if you don't know you're under investigation and you just have a habit of deleting some of the things that you've done.
Right.
If you've done
receipts at the end of the month.
Right. If something you've done online could be considered illegal, then deleting the evidence would be a violation of this act.
It would technically be obstruction of justice because you deleted something that could have been used against you.
Wow, that's crazy.
That term, obstruction of justice, is such an oxymoron.
Right. It's, you know, akin to, like, somebody getting pulled over by cops and throwing a baggie out the passenger window. Oh, well, you just obstructed justice because now you don't have the baggie of whatever in your car.
Yes, you made it harder for us to...
You made it harder for us to convict you. Now we're going to convict you of another offense. The story here continues. It says, in other words, a person who could theoretically be charged under Sarbanes-Oxley for deleting her dealer's number from her phone, even if she was unaware that the feds were getting a search warrant to find her cannabis. The application of the law to digital data has been particularly far-reaching because this type of information is so easy to delete.
All right, we're going to come back with your thoughts. You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Once again, more evidence that not speaking can be illegal in the U.S. It's Free Talk Live.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Daryl is telling us that, depending on your interpretation of this, what's it called? Sarbanes-Oxley?
The Sarbanes-Oxley Act.
Depending on your interpretation, you damn well better believe the prosecutor is going to interpret this in the way that I think you're suggesting, Daryl. Apparently, it could be illegal for you to clear your browser history, even if you didn't know you were
deleting a text message.
Deleting anything. Basically,
yeah.
Any kind of evidence of anything.
Shredding a document.
Of something they might want to find. Something they
yes.
might be interested in finding.
I mean, theoretically, it could just be you deleting something, because how are they supposed to know whether or not what you actually deleted is something they want to know? So maybe
right.
he just cleared his browser history. Or I just delete a text message, and they're going to throw me in jail.
Yep. We're
going
to go to your calls and thoughts. Want to also invite you to freedomsphoenix.com. That's where they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You can go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. By the way, I talked to Ernie Hancock today and confirmed that he and his wife, Donna, are going to be attending and broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's what I heard.
That's right.
It would not be Porkfest without Ernie. Waking up to Ernie in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wake up! Everybody wake up!
You guys did it.
And I'm like,
a fair attempt.
I've already been awake for an hour and recorded the news. Like,
yeah, but you're fairly unusual. A lot of people will
yes.
try to, you know, will sleep in until the sun hits the The
high point in the sky.
I will normally have gone to bed about an hour beforehand, and now, oh, Ernie, okay, we'll get up now. Okay.
He's great, and I'll look forward to seeing him. And if you don't know, he hosts Declare Your Independence, which is a morning show that he does 5 days a week. Well, four days a week. He does one rerun every week, and so it'll be fun to have him there. He's just a huge ball of energy if you don't know who Ernie Hancock is, and he's the guy behind freedomsphoenix.com. So
he gets his energy from coffee.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I figured it was natural. Let's go to Straight Razor in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Straight Razor.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on with Ian, Cecilin, and Daryl.
Excellent. I was calling actually about obstruction of justice. I called in the Cop Block probably last week, not the most recent episode.
That's Cop but, Block. C-O-P Block. Cop Block. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I was forced to resign, so I'm no longer an officer in Texas.
I heard about that. You know, they were just hiring a police chief here in Keene, New Hampshire. They did, unfortunately, fill the position, but they may be, you know, maybe looking to hire somewhere in New Hampshire in one of these police
departments. The Cheshire County House of Corrections is actually hiring corrections officers. So
no,
that in the...
No cop wants to be a corrections officer, right? I mean, Straight Razor, you don't want to go work at a jail.
Oh, absolutely not. That's not where I want to be. But
that's a downgrade. That's like going from radio disc jockey to strip club disc jockey. It's that kind of downgrade. Yeah.
Well, one of the threats that I received if I refused to turn in resignation was obstruction of justice.
Really?
Now, the situation was that I worked a special event for graduates. And basically they had graduated the day or two before, and they were coming to a graduation dance. And, of course, as pretty much everyone does, we like to get a little bit loose and drink and everything else.
High school or college graduates?
High school.
Okay. I heard this story. This is an awesome story. Go ahead.
So, I would basically, these kids were showing up with alcohol. And so instead of doing, which would be what would be insane and ruining their lives with, you know, some kind of trumped up charges or.
Congratulations, you're out of high school. Here's some criminal charges.
Yeah, good luck getting into college with that public intoxication charge. So basically, I would simply take the bottle and pour it out. But I had other officers who were bringing me, other students or former students who they thought were drinking or they found, and they wanted to hold them and go through the whole process. Well, I would in turn release the students back into the dance because, you know, I'm capable of determining whether or not they're so messed up that they're endangering their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what happened there is then I received, basically like, hey, you're under investigation kind of situation here.
Oh,
and eventually they asked for resignation or they would pursue obstruction of justice and conspiracy to circumvent the law.
Wow.
For encouraging officers not to write speeding tickets and small and fresh.
Right. So rather than doing what you were doing, which was actually protecting and serving the teenagers that were trying to attend this dance with a little bit of alcohol, you were protecting them from these ridiculous criminal charges. But because you were doing that, they're saying that you should be charged criminally for subverting their precious laws. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Surprised they didn't hit you with contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, you'd have to provide, I would think, right? You'd have to...
not necessarily.
What do you think, Straight Razor? Would that one apply to?
It would, because I technically didn't stop them. However, the other part to that is that the parents are there. But, you know, many parents are there. And I had spoken to them beforehand, and they said, look... Unless they're, suffering from alcohol poisoning, i.e. they can't walk or they're, throwing up profusely, then we really don't want to do anything. So if the parents are okay with their kids showing up drunk or drinking, then who am I to all of a sudden circumvent what they want? It's their children.
You are a conscientious human being who actually thinks about the feelings and impressions of other people and acts accordingly. At least that's what I have understood from the phone calls that you've made to this show, and it's a shame that there aren't more people like you in law enforcement. And Straight Razor, thank you for your service, and thank you for sharing that. So tell me a little bit more, though. So they came after you, they threatened you, we're either going to charge you criminally or you're going to resign. Was that what it was? And so, of course, if you're resigning, then there's no benefits or anything like that. If you're resigning, then you probably can't sue them to try to get your job back, as many police do.
Well, you kind of, of course, the union didn't back me because I've spoken out against them many, many times.
Sure.
I'm sure they had my name on a secret list somewhere. So whenever they were contacted, they were like, well, you know, good luck. So I could either, you know, try and fight the charges and, you know, hurt myself badly in a financial standpoint and a future employment standpoint, or I could resign.
Now, Straight Razor, you've told us before that, for those that don't know, Straight Razor worked in law enforcement down in Texas, and you've said you've kind of jumped around, that you've been involved in different departments, and is that because you kept getting blown out the door for things like this?
Absolutely. So, you know,
how do you keep getting hired? I mean, so normally when we hear about the police doing things that they get fired for, usually they're bad cops, right? Like they've been so egregiously bad they've gotten caught for what they've been doing, and so the department has to fire them to make it look like they're actually, you know, concerned with what people think about them. So, I mean, like the worst of the worst cops in these cases, because most of them will get a pass and they'll get away with what they're doing. But so if they've done something absolutely horrifying, they'll be fired and then inevitably hired by another department. So it seems like you're sort of the 180-degree opposite of that, where you're getting fired for actually doing the right thing and helping people. And then, you know, but yet somehow you're able to get picked back up and hired. What's your secret?
Well, the trick is not getting fired. So you have to be careful about what you're doing.
If you can't fire me, I quit. So if you resign, I see. And Straight Razor, thanks for the call tonight. Keep us in the loop as to your continuing career, if it continues in law enforcement, or if you go in a different direction, we'd love to hear from you. And thanks for the call tonight. Always interesting. It's Free Talk Live.
Good. Let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger. That's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need. And answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. With you in the studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And for those of you who would like to know more about Cecilyn, I have placed a link to her Facebook page, which is relatively new, and so it could use your likes. So drop on by. You'll find that link on our Facebook page and our Twitter. So you can access those easily by going to news.freetalklive.com and subscribe and follow and whatever it is you do like. 855-453 is our toll-free number here. Let's see. We've got more on the story, Daryl, right?
Yes, we do.
Where did this happen, by the way? I was spaced on that detail.
The original story that they began covering was Boston, Massachusetts, and then they get into other people that have been prosecuted under this Sarbanes-Oxley for things that were not related to corporate fraud.
Basically, these people are being prosecuted for eliminating evidence of what might have been something that was illegal.
Yes.
But because the evidence is gone, we don't really know.
So essentially what's happening, much like with the asset forfeiture in regards to drugs, is the government can do whatever it wants,
yes,
whenever it wants. It can take all of your things and your life because it wants to.
And they and they'll interpret their rules in the way that most benefit them. And then over time, they'll interpret them in ways that benefit them even more.
Yes.
Because how old is this Sarbanes-Oxley thing?
Sarbanes-Oxley...
I've heard of it before, so I know it's been around for a little while.
Passed after the Enron scandal in 2002.
Okay.
So I don't recall if this passed in 2002 or if it was passed in 2003.
Right. So here's an example of this this sort of corporate law that has now been used to apply to people.
Yes.
And of course, if you ask the government guys, they will tell you that corporations are persons and that you are a person as well. And so it only makes sense, right?
Well,
in a crazy legal
Let me sort of explain. Corporations are a legal person,
that's right,
and you are a natural person.
Well, but under the government's viewpoint, you're all persons, right? So they're under the definition of person, you'll find natural person and corporation. Right?
Right, because you have to be a person, either legal or natural, yep, in order to enter into a contract.
But they're a special kind of person because their name is an all-capital special.
I'm not going down that rabbit hole. If you want, I can get back into the story unless we've got...
No. Yeah, please. Let's hear some more of these examples.
So in 2010, a University of Tennessee student named David Kernell was convicted under Sarbanes-Oxley after he deleted digital records that showed he had obtained access to Sarah Palin's Yahoo account. He used publicly available information and answered security questions that allowed him to reset Palin's Yahoo password to popcorn. He downloaded information from Palin's account, including photographs, and posted the new password online. Mm-hmm. He then deleted digital information that may have made it easier for federal investigators to find him. Like Madanov, he cleared the cache on his internet browser. He also uninstalled Firefox, ran a disk defragment program to reorganize and clean his hard drive, and deleted a series of images that he had downloaded from the account. For entering Palin's email, he was eventually convicted of misdemeanor unlawfully obtaining information from a protected computer and felony destruction of records under Sarbanes-Oxley. So in this
for the
case,
actual hacking, a misdemeanor, but for deleting the records, a felony.
The cover-up was worse than the crime.
It's incredible.
In January 2012, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit found that Kernell's awareness of a potential investigation into his conduct was enough to uphold the felony charge. Mm. At the time Kernell took steps to clean his computer, he does not appear to have known that there is any investigation into his conduct. Regardless, the government...
Now we're back to the original guy.
No, this is Kernell.
Kernell.
The guy, the college student.
Okay, sorry.
Palin's password.
Losing track.
For Yahoo.
Popcorn.
Right.
At the time Kernell took steps to clean his computer, he does not appear to have known that there is any investigation into his conduct.
But that doesn't matter.
Regardless, the government felt that they were entitled to the data, and the court agreed that Kernell was legally required to preserve it.
They are entitled to the data because they believe, and by all evidence, they actually own you. And so therefore, they own all of the data that you create, apparently.
Yes. One of the senior staff attorneys at the Electronic Frontier Foundation says the Fed's broad interpretation of Sarbanes-Oxley in the digital age is part of a wider trend. Federal agents feeling entitled to your data.
What about the Fifth Amendment? I mean, what about the protection to self-incrimination or the protection from self-incrimination? I mean, shouldn't that apply here?
We've got a warrant.
This isn't convenient. This is not a convenient time for the Bill of Rights. You know, this is in the name of justice and liberty and freedom for the American people. And the government needs to know what is on your computer, whether it is furry adult diaper, baby lover porn, or it's, that you like terrorism. They need to know so they can find you and put you in a cage.
And we've got a warrant. It doesn't matter that we wrote the warrant 2 months after you deleted stuff. We have a warrant, so therefore you need to go back in time and undelete things from your computer.
Maybe I should also go to the dump and start looking around for every hard drive that has ever failed in my lifetime and, you know, bring those back and put them in an evidence rack just in case, you know, they want to come look at everything I've ever done.
Right. It's kind of the thing of resisting arrest is now interpreted to you did not help us put the handcuffs on you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just standing there without moving at all is now resisting arrest because you did not assist with putting the handcuffs on.
The story
here continues. The staff attorney for the EFF, whose name, I'm not pronouncing his name because I don't want to mispronounce it.
Okay, wait, before you go on, and you don't necessarily know the answer to this, I'm sort of asking the universe. Has the EFF, has any attorney actually defended any of these cases, or did they all take a plea deal?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, it seems to me this is a...
These did go to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay, it did.
Which means it did go to an appeals court.
Which they upheld Sarbanes-Oxley.
They upheld it and said it doesn't matter that you didn't know you were under investigation. You couldn't delete stuff anyway.
So much for the right to self or protection from self-incrimination.
My head hurts.
The EFF. Oh, just wait until we talk about what happened at the State House yesterday. Your head's going to explode.
I watched that on Facebook. I know what happened. My head already hurts.
Wait, you couldn't have possibly have seen it on Facebook. It hasn't been released yet.
No, I followed updates as people were posting things. So right, everything you posted, I saw.
No, there's actual video of senators talking about ways that you can grind up cannabis to increase the THC to 90%. Yeah. And if you put it in a cigar wrapper, it goes to 99% THC.
It's about what you're saying. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. It's like the most ridiculous prohibitionist nonsense you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, so the EFF attorney, back to this story, the EFF attorney compares the broad application of Sarbanes-Oxley in the digital realm to the federal government's resistance to cell phone companies that want to sell encrypted phones that would prevent law enforcement from being able to access users' data. When the new encrypted iPhone came out, FBI Director James Comey told reporters that he did not understand why companies would market something expressly to allow people to place themselves beyond the law. The EFF attorney said, quote, at its core, what the government is saying is, we have to create a mechanism that allows everybody's cell phone data to be open for inspection on the off chance that one day in the future, for whatever random circumstance, we need to see your data.
I mean, if you have nothing to hide, then, you know, what's the problem? Why are you deleting your browser history? Why do you need encryption on your phone?
I've got my browser set to default delete stuff after 10 days if I don't.
You're going to prison, buddy.
The government's here to help you, man. They're here to protect you. They're going to take care of you when you get old and sick.
No. I mean, this sounds like using any kind of privacy protection measure is essentially subverting the so-called law. And so, therefore, by virtue of
you're
using
PGP, placing yourself beyond the law.
Right. PGP, Tech Secure. I mean, we talked earlier this week about a lot of these different tools that one can use. Redfone. There's these cool digital tools that
the Redfone, that calls the Kremlin, right?
Kremlin? Or it launches nuclear weapons. I'm not sure.
What's the Kremlin?
The Kremlin is...
There's two movies directed by Joe Dante, and they jump around and throw things. And sorry, I was really bad.
No, that's Kremlin.
Kremlin's out.
Kremlin is the building in Russia where the Soviet Union military was headquartered. So, like, if there was ever World War, the president of the U.S. could pick up the red phone and it would call the Soviets and be like, okay, don't kill everybody.
So, is privacy dead, or is this just the way the federal government is lashing out in a desperate attempt to try to stop various different privacy measures in a failing battle, hopefully? More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.